Hello and welcome to Luke's podcast. I'm Luke.
I'm Luke.
Anyways. I was like watching it on there whenever you can see like our voices that aren't showing up. Are they showing up?
Yeah, it's done parts.
That
showed up. Yep, that too.
That one was small.
I'm pretty sure I was walking in Kroger the other day. I know I was walking at Kroger the other day, but I'm pretty sure this old man ripped one right there in the parking lot. Sounded something like that.
Ow, I just like bopped my tooth on this.
You bought your tooth?
I bopped.
Ooh.
One time, you bopped
it?
When I was doing Instacart, this guy who was like in a wheelchair in front of me, like ripped a real heavy one. And like it was pretty loud.
Yeah.
And then act like nothing happened. So I like walked in front of him to get like something. So then I ripped a heavy one. I just crop dusted him. I dropped like the whole thing on one square acre.
That's kind of a jerk move on your part.
Yeah, but you know what?
He's in a wheelchair. His face is at waist level.
Yeah, but he farted right in front of
me. Yeah, but he's in a wheelchair.
That's not my fault.
It's contained and lowered to the ground. That's not terrible.
You said it's contained.
It's contained. I mean, like, he's sitting on something.
I think that's
an extra layer of protection.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he should have just decided to rip one that smelled like the sewage.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't have farted in the store.
I mean, he shouldn't have farted in the store. You fart, you get farted.
Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
Fart for a fart.
I said toot for a toot.
Oh, toot for a toot.
Yeah.
I get it. It's an eye for an eye and a toot for a toot. Yep. His was more like, it was pretty audible, but then mine was like, just like that.
Was it also audible?
Oh, it was very audible.
So
this is also,
you guys both knew what was going on here.
Yeah. I asserted my dominance to this guy. I went into Kroger to get like 12 items, and then I chose violence. I went, nobody's farting better than I am. I think I had Taco Bell earlier, so like adding some more in there. Maybe some lactose stuff going on. I knew I was drinking water, so it was a clean fart.
I just don't think I've ever purposefully audibly farted in public.
Why not?
In public space.
We're humans.
Yeah.
You can fart.
When do you think was farting always like, don't do that?
Like, do you think that farting at some point was like, people were like, ugh, farting?
Yeah, like shampoo.
What?
Poo.
What do you mean like shampoo?
You know, because people didn't used to use shampoo except for like the real high society.
When did people?
And then it became a thing for the commoner as well.
When was that?
I don't know.
When was the shampooing?
I would say probably the turn of the 20th century.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. It's when, like, modern bathing was made. Like, the shower.
Yeah.
As we know it today. I don't know. I feel like probably, like, in the, like, Middle Ages and the Renaissance, farting was kind of just, like, you know, like a thing.
Because things kind of always smelled bad back then anyway, didn't they?
Yeah, so like farting wasn't adding much to it. I mean, people were already soaked in perfume.
Might have been.
They dip themselves in perfume like we do bags into tea. They just went, ka-dunk, and they were done. But like, they probably just farted all the time. Maybe farting stopped whenever Queen Victoria took the throne. Maybe Queen Victoria is the reason that farting is bad.
Why do you think it was her?
I don't know. I just feel like the Victorians were like, farting. Mm-mm. I'm not letting flatulence release from my two bum cheeks.
You know, I hear Lancelot was pretty flat.
Why?
Flat to Lancelot.
This is terrible. No, farting should be more commonly accepted. You shouldn't just go around and just be like every other step like a cartoon character.
Okay.
But like people shouldn't be like, ugh. Like you can like be revolted at the smell.
Yeah.
But, like
you should
if somebody farts, that's just a natural thing.
Yeah.
Like some people can't help it. Like, if I bend over too hard or too fast, like, gas is going to come out one side or the other. And you best be choosing one side that you're okay with.
Okay.
They're just gassy people.
Why do I feel like burps are more accepted than farts are.
Yeah, and that's
why
terrible.
Why is that? Because it's a mouth and not a butt?
Yeah, because people don't like butts.
Same thing, isn't it?
Who is it? Somebody was telling us. Oh, no. Somebody was telling me in Hope that their mom, who's an immigrant, doesn't think that Americans wash their butts. And so they're always walking around really dirty all the time.
Fair.
Yeah. Which I feel like, I don't know. I don't have a conversation with a lot of my peers about, like,
butt washing.
Hey, you wash your butt often? Like, you really, like, get your soap in there? Like,
you really get your soap in there?
Yeah. I mean, like, you put a bar of soap in there and, like, you know, like, jostle it around, I guess.
Yeah.
In the cleft.
I mean, do we want to get into this? Because I have opinions.
About washing your butt?
Yeah, about washing one's butt in the shower.
I think people should wash their butt in the shower.
Yeah. I'm reluctant to say how I do it, but...
Like, stick your hand down there?
That might be part of it.
Stick a whole brush down there?
No, that's disgusting.
You got a loofah? You got a specific loofah for it?
No, I don't.
You got a booty loofah?
No, because I feel like that's disgusting.
A baloofah?
Well, I'll tell you what. Moving here has really changed the game for me.
What do you mean?
Because there's a removable shower head.
Oh, that's
like
different.
A handle.
That's fancy.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think my butt's ever been clean.
Clean butt's a good thing.
You just turn that pressure on full blast. It's good pressure.
Has there ever been a time where, like, you thought you cleaned your butt pretty well, and you didn't?
Story of my life.
And you're just walking around, it's like, underwear sticking in,
ooh,
like, sweat's getting in there.
Yeah.
Not fun. Doesn't stink.
It stinks in a different way.
It stinks like, man, that stinks.
Yeah.
Not like, ugh, that stinks.
That stinks.
Ugh, somebody get this guy. He stinks!
Yeah.
You go to Kroger and you fart in somebody's front of your face and they're like, you didn't wash your butt.
I feel like even baby wipes are a pretty necessary part of one's routine.
Yo, I don't do baby wipes.
I don't use them all the time, but when I feel they're necessary.
I rotate my pooping schedule around when I take a shower.
I don't have that ability.
Get constipated for 3 months, you can control anything.
Weird superhero arc.
Have I ever told you about shotgun poop?
Yeah.
Like the building gas up and then...
Yeah, that's one of the first things you ever told
me. Really?
Uh-huh.
When?
Yeah.
I don't know. Imagine it's like the second day of me working.
It probably wasn't in the office, but perhaps one of the first things you told me outside of the office. Let's put it that way.
That's true.
Outside of a work situation.
Outside of a work situation?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine it's also a camp. Like,
That's a work situation.
Yeah, I know. But I was also imagining, like, that's probably, like, a retreat thing.
Yeah.
Or just, like, shotgun poop.
I don't really know why it's called shotgun, but...
Because it explodes.
Okay.
It's like scatter shot, like a bird shot.
Mm.
You know, deer shot. Or is it buckshot? Is it buckshot?
Yeah. Typically,
bird shot.
Bucks.
Buckshot. Is there another one?
Oh.
Is there, like, a halfway, like a duck shot?
A duck shot. Yeah. I think that would be a bird shot.
I mean, it could be, like, bigger than bird shot, but, like, it rhymes with buckshot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a duck shot.
What about a rabbit shot?
Boar shot? Bear shot. Bear shot's just, like, one big thing.
Yeah. Well, do you hunt bears? I mean, I know you don't, but...
Not normally. Not every day. Yeah, sometimes in my free time.
Not a big bear hunting country. Do people hunt bears?
Yeah, you can hunt a bear.
Hmm.
There was this guy who...
I guess bearskin rug.
He was a Sunday school teacher at our church, and he's like a surgeon, I think. I can't remember what type of doctor he is, but he participates in those, like, local like park ranger things where, like, you can pay, like, a certain amount of money and they'll help you and let you hunt like a cougar or a bear or something like that.
Yeah.
And, like, you pay money to do that, and, like, they've already, like, scouted out, like, this is the exact one which you're gonna shoot because it's, like, either, like, getting old or it's becoming, like, aggressive and it's killing, like, large swaths of populations of, like, herbivores and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not like you're just going out and they're like, yeah, just kill any bear or just go kill a baby. Like, they're like, you kill this specific one because it's appropriate to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And the money that you're paying to do this is also going towards the park. But he killed a bear. I think he killed, like, a grizzly.
Wow.
And, like... Northwest, I think. and he had his he has it stuffed, and it's in his like when you walk in their front door, it's like right there.
That's awesome.
It's huge. I think it's like 8.5 feet tall.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Hmm. But like, that's the only person I know that's hunted a bear. But also, like, at that point, are you really hunting it? Or is the ranger just like, he's, like, usually here?
Yeah.
Like, you're basically going to that bear's place of work.
Yeah.
And then murdering it in front of his coworkers. That's terrible.
Okay.
Like, well. the bear's just like, then these humans come out, and the other bears are like, Dan, no!
Time to gather my honey for my family. I am the provider.
Every bear sounds like Yogi.
Like a New York Yogi.
It's a New York. It's Yogi Berra. Oh, that's bad.
Oh, man.
No, yeah, that's the only time I've ever known somebody to hunt a bear. Okay. I feel like bears are probably, you know, relatively difficult to hunt.
Think so.
Have you seen The Revenant?
Yeah.
He shoots that bear a couple times. I mean, I know that's a musket.
Yeah.
But that's also like point blank musket.
Yeah, but
like that would
point blank's not necessarily better though.
No, but like that bear's getting hit like faster. It's also getting hit multiple times. And since point blank that bear can't hear and it probably can't see that well. So like and that bear's still not going down. Like yeah. That bear's not fazed by a musket.
Right.
At all.
But so, remember it's a musket.
Yeah, no. I understand. Like a musket's probably like what, like a average pistol in like power.
Maybe. I don't even know.
So like, you're hitting that bear with like a like some type of hunting rifle
mm-hmm.
that's shooting a larger round.
Yeah.
From far away, like that mm-hmm. bear's taking a while to go down.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bear.
Isn't that why they have bear traps?
Right, but also. Trap it. Like, still, like, it's going to take a couple. Like, even if, I feel like it's harder to shoot it, like, in between the eyes. That's so grim to think, like.
Well, and you wouldn't want to if you wanted to, you know.
Right. So, like, you're trying to, like, if you want to, like, stuff it, you're trying to shoot it at, like, different angles.
Yeah.
Or if you're, like, shooting it for, like, scientific preservation and study, you have to shoot it at different, like, areas.
Yeah.
So, like, it becomes even increasingly harder to kill a bear. Yeah. Moral of the story is, don't try and kill bears. Not only are they hard to kill, they're also hard to try and kill.
I think it's become increasingly hard to listen to this podcast.
It always has been.
So we're going to get on with it.
Why not?
Okay. Today we have lined up something that we said we were going to do a few weeks ago that we didn't do.
Hold on. I have a question.
I have an answer.
What does this pedal thing do on the piano?
It's a sustain pedal.
What does that mean?
So, you know how, like, if I just did this, it would go bing.
Bing.
But if I held that down and did this, it would go bing.
Wait, I thought it always went bing. But if you hold this down, it goes bink.
There is a suppression pedal, I guess.
Oh, is that why there's two pedals on the piano, like a normal piano?
Yeah, usually there's three even. And I don't know what they all do because I am not a pianist. But I know one of them sustains it. One of them... I think can suppress it.
Uh-huh.
Or like dampen it. I don't know what they call
it.
Is it
the same on the organ?
Organs have, like, you play the bass notes with the pedals.
Aren't there's three keyboards then?
Yeah, and it's like a church organ.
Yeah. Is there not one of these type of pedals?
No, because you just hold it down to sustain it. Because as long as you hold a note down, it won't die.
Oh.
But then if you just go bink, it'll go bink.
Is the organ at our church a pipe organ, or is it an electric organ?
It's electric, I believe. Boogie, woogie, woogie. It's definitely not pipe.
Is there a pipe organ anywhere in this city?
Catholic churches have pipe organs.
Which ones?
The one that did my grandparents' funerals had a big old pipe organ. I don't remember what that one is, though.
I want to go see a pipe organ.
It's pretty cool.
You ever want to tour a church like that? Like, there's a church in Nashville that I want to tour.
Yeah.
It's like First Presbyterian in Nashville. It was built like specifically by this architect to be like magnificent. Mm-hmm. And it's like weirdly like based on Egyptian Roman archaeology.
Yeah.
So like it looks different. And they give like architectural tours of it.
Is it built different?
It's just built different.
Yeah.
It's built different.
That's the saying that the kids use.
The kids use these days.
We've got a wheel. for today.
A fortune.
Of 4 to 6 topics. 4 plus 2. A 4 to 2.
4 to now topics.
Yes. So we've got 6 topics. Should we read them off?
I don't know. Just do it.
I think we should read them off.
Okay, do it.
Okay. I'm just going to do it.
Read it.
No, we're going to read it.
Read it.
New Hampshire?
New Hampshire.
What is a sport?
Sport.
Double dates.
Woo.
Mount Everest.
The tallest one.
Blockbuster type stuff.
Blockbuster type stuff.
And grown men named Buster. Or Mitchell.
Or Mitchell.
Those are comparable names. Let's spin the wheel. Around and around it goes. Where it stops.
Nobody knows.
The machine. We got New Hampshire.
That's mine.
Go. Yeah. Okay, go.
Okay. No. I was just saying it was mine.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I just feel like you're waiting on something.
So what do you know about New Hampshire?
I know it was, there's a town in England called Hampshire.
Yes.
And this was the new version of that.
But now it's bigger.
Big Hampshire.
It's bigger and better.
Hampshire 2.0.
Hampshire 2.0.
How about that? It's a small little guy. Small little fellow up there in the northeast part.
All right.
Probably couldn't pick it out on a map. Maybe I could.
Might be able to.
Maybe I could.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with maybe. I know that it's not a state you hear much about.
No. Think about this. Why?
Why?
We just thought, why don't we hear anything about New Hampshire?
Don't make enough noise.
Yeah, but, there's stuff going on there.
Like what?
I don't know. I also don't know.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Let's figure that.
New Hampshire's, what?
No, go ahead.
I was getting some lint out of my belly button there.
Okay.
That all should be normalized. People have lint. There's a population of people are innies.
We celebrate lint.
Yeah, we celebrate lint. Epiphany. I had an epiphany because there's lint in my belly button. That's how it works.
No.
Yeah. Mm. How you know?
Hey, Google. What's going on in New Hampshire?
Okay.
Dude. Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Apparently, no news.
And that is what's going on in New Hampshire. And so you wonder why, you know.
You know
New Hampshire governor signs medical freedom. Immunization bill. New Hampshire residents can't be required to be vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to access public facilities. Benefits or services under a bill signed into law by Governor Chris Sununu.
Chris Sununu.
Supporters say the bill signed this week establishes medical freedom by specifying that all residents have the natural, essential, and inherent right to bodily integrity.
Bodily integrity.
Free from any threat or compulsion by government to accept an immunization.
Okay.
It does not, however, supersede the state law regarding vaccinations as a prerequisite for admission to school.
Okay. Good deal. So
WMUR Manchester.
Wait, let's see what this is. Let's see what this is.
In New Hampshire bans
wake it's just laws.
Requires flotation devices. Wake surfers will soon have to follow new rules when hitting the water in New Hampshire. Governor Chris Sununu signed a bill last week adding wake surfing regulations.
What a great
Chris
name.
Chris Sununu's a big guy there.
Well, he's the governor.
September, wake surfing will be banned at night. There will need to be someone else on the boat.
What's wake surfing?
Help the surfer and surfers.
I'm pretty sure it's wakeboarding.
Ah.
But they have a different one. Ooh, wait, no. Let's see what's up in London there.
You can't even hear.
On drug dealing, 7 gun charges, Manchester, New Hampshire. A New Hampshire man with a lengthy criminal history was found guilty on drug dealing.
Oh, so a guy with a lengthy criminal history was found guilty of more criminal stuff. Boo, boring. This is boring.
Hey, Google. Hey, Google, please shut up. Stop. 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 So what you're telling me is,
wait, hold on. I'm going to ask something else.
Okay.
All right. This is another point I'm going to make.
All right.
Hey, Google, what's the temperature in Portsmouth, New Hampshire?
The current temperature in Portsmouth is 85 degrees. By the way, I can give you lots of information about your day.
No.
I'll send you a notification
Google.
With more to try.
Hey, Google.
Stop.
That's it.
Yep. Just seeing if she had anything else.
So you're telling me New Hampshire is dealing with vaccination stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently, nighttime wakeboarding is a big issue.
Apparently, nighttime wakeboarding is a big issue.
And criminals are doing more criminal things.
Yeah, criminals are still criminals.
And that's why we don't hear about New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Hampshire.
Nothing's going on.
Boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, but like, I don't know. Like, okay. I was there.
Yeah.
I went to Portsmouth.
Portsmouth.
It was nice. It looked like Diet Boston.
Okay.
It was nice. I don't know anything else about it, but it was nice.
It was nice. What was the best thing you did there?
There was a really good bagel place.
Oh.
Yeah. They had vegan bagels.
Okay.
It was good.
Good.
I really enjoyed it.
I'm happy for you.
But like, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But like, I don't know. I talk about New Hampshire people, and they're like, ugh. Like, it's just a state. And I'm like, yeah, but like, there's something to do there. There's stuff. I don't know. I mean, like, I just feel like there's small states that get a bad rap.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
Like New Hampshire.
Oh, New Hampshire's one?
Yeah. Mm. Vermont had Revolutionary War stuff happen there. They got Ben and Jerry's. They have Burlington Coat Factory. Bernie Sanders is from there.
Joseph Smith is from there.
Yeah. He is?
Yeah.
He's from New York.
That's where they moved to.
Was he born in Vermont?
Born in Vermont.
So Vermont, you made Mormons by proxy.
Yeah.
Yeah. By proxy, Vermont made Mormons.
There you go.
So, no. New York is not the birthplace of the Mormons. Vermont is.
I'm talking about Mormonism tomorrow, and when it gets to the part about Brigham Young, I'm exclusively referring to him as BYU.
BYU.
Even though that's a university.
What if his name was Brigham Young Ultimate?
That would be pretty interesting.
Yeah, what if he renamed himself? Well, I'm Brigham Young Ultimate. They're just like, all right, I guess so. Let's name a university after
him. He is our governor currently, so.
Brigham Young Ultimate?
Well, that's what they were saying. Like, I mean, governor of Utah, what are we going
to
do?
What if he wanted to spell, what if his name was Brigham Young Utah? Wait.
A bit presumptuous, but.
Build your Utah. There we go. That was okay. His big slogan. Yeah, no, like, I don't know. I feel like New Hampshire gets a bad rap.
Yeah.
Not a bad rap, but more like a boring
rap.
It
doesn't get one.
Yeah, it has no rap.
Yeah.
I think people should visit New Hampshire more.
Maybe we should make a rap about it.
New Hampshire, we love you. You have really good food and good views. There's nothing really there except for the woods. Apparently, this one criminal was giving the goods to people wakeboarding at night or wake surfing. I don't know what's right.
There you go. Visit New Hampshire.
The New Hampshire rap.
Okay.
Diggity whack. New Hampshire rap. All right,
please.
Doodly bet.
We're spinning again.
We are spinning
off New Hampshire. And we are on Mount Everest, another location.
Another location.
This was the first thing that I typed in.
It's a location-based podcast.
Yeah, we're very geographically inclined.
Yeah, this is a geographical podcast. You just have to be there.
We're actually doing this podcast from a brand new location.
Yeah.
First time this podcast has ever been hosted here.
We're doing it from Brad Paisley's home studio.
We've done more podcasts in your car than we have at my house.
Yeah, because you just moved here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've done two for my car, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now the one.
Now the one.
Unless
from your
this
house.
Gets lost.
Like all the other episodes.
Mount Everest. I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it?
Why do people love Mount Everest so much?
Because it's tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not the hardest mountain to climb.
Is it the prettiest?
It's not the prettiest either.
It's just literally the tallest.
It's the tallest.
It's the obsession with the idea of having done the thing.
It's literally a pissing contest.
Yeah.
Like, all climbers are like, I climb Mount Everest, it's the tallest. But, like, Mount Everest isn't the hardest to climb because people can climb it all the time. There's, like, two more in the Himalayas that are harder to climb.
Just smaller.
Yeah. They're smaller, but their faces are, like, there's one that, like, you have to, like, scale a wall for, like, I don't know, like 200 yards before you get up there, or 200 meters.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's hard.
Sounds hard.
Yeah. There's one, I think it's called Meru. That's way harder to climb. There's one in the, near Kilimanjaro that's harder to climb. Kilimanjaro is harder to climb.
Mm-hmm.
Not St. Helens was harder to climb. Now it's definitely harder to climb because it's a volcano.
Yeah.
But, like, I think it's mostly the worst thing about Mount Everest is that it's, like, a tourist thing now.
Mm-hmm.
And people just do it. Like, you've got $10,000, you can climb Mount Everest.
Crazy.
It's stupid.
Crazy stupid.
You could buy a car or you could climb Mount Everest.
They should make a road up to Mount Everest.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's not like a road.
What is it?
Like a trail.
Oh, like that you walk and climb?
Yeah.
No!
That's how they do it.
No way.
There's also dead bodies littered all over Mount Everest.
That's weird.
They're markers now.
Are they?
Yeah. They use them as, like, altitude markers.
Hmm.
This is weird.
That's really interesting.
I've never, like, I don't know. Like, I think Mount Everest is, like, a mountain in and of itself. Like, when it was climbed the first time, it's really cool because nobody had ever done it before.
Yeah.
Like, people had, like, climbed, like, a majority of it, but they never climbed all the way up. But, like, now it's just, like, I don't know. You know how there's always, like, it's, like, first people to climb Mount Everest, first woman,
mm-hmm.
first, like, I don't know, first, like, disabled person.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. That's impressive. I remember seeing this thing that said, the first duo male-only Canadian group has climbed Mount Everest. I'm like, that's nothing. Me and you.
Yep.
We could go to a park in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
We could poop in the same area. First people to do that. It's not real big impressive.
No.
But we'll be the first people to do it.
It would make an impression on some people.
Yeah, if they were there. But we could go do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Doesn't make it just because legal. Just because you're the first people to do it doesn't make it impressive. What makes it impressive is, like, when you're the absolute first person to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or absolute, like, first, like of those people to do it.
Yeah.
First duo group of Canadian men? That's nothing.
Yeah.
That's like saying, like, I don't know, 21 Pilots is the first group of related, or, like, of brothers first group of white brothers to make a song for a movie that is on the top 40 for more than 3 weeks. Not that impressive.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that impressive.
That's pretty impressive to me.
I don't know about that.
I was watching the recap of the women's skateboarding final for the Olympics yesterday.
Yeah, 13-year-old one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what's interesting is that not so much that a 13-year-old won, but the fact that the finalists for that event were, like, mainly teenagers.
Yeah.
And then the American woman was, like, 20 or something.
Yeah.
And then I think some other country's participant was 20. Like, how do you think it feels to be a professional athlete for most of your life?
Right.
To be at the pinnacle of your career.
Right.
And lose to a 13-year-old. I'm not saying it should be shameful, but I just feel like, for me, if that were me,
mm-hmm.
that would feel really bad.
Skateboarding's always been a young person's game.
To a degree.
Tony Hawk, as a skateboarder, peaked at 23.
I mean, yeah, but 23 is a lot different than 13.
No, I know. It's just getting younger.
Yeah.
Like, think about this. Like, how old was Shaun White when he won gold first?
I don't know.
He was like 18 or 19.
Yeah.
How old was Chloe Kim?
He wasn't at his peak, though.
Chloe Kim was like 17. It's just getting younger. These kids are getting better.
Here's a threshold, though. It's not going to get forever younger. It's not like an 8-year-old's
going to
win.
But it's going to, like, it's going to stay young. Especially if skateboard stays in the Olympics. Like, it's going to stay young.
Yeah.
It feels kind of weird. Because, like, those kids, I don't know, like, when I watch Tony Hawk skate now, he's skating, like, with intentionality to do something.
Yeah.
Those kids, like, have, like, a routine that they know that will get them points.
Yeah.
Where it's like, Tony Hawk's like, I'm going to do a 720. And he does a 720.
Not anymore,
like,
he's not.
No, he did his last 720.
He did his last 540.
Oh, that was all. Oh, God.
Sad.
That is sad. I mean, he's like, what, 50?
53, I think. Yeah.
I mean, he peaked whenever he did the 900 in 99.
I don't know if he peaked.
I think that's, like, the peak of his career.
Probably,
like, that is the, like, the,
I mean,
like,
it was probably the most famous moment of his career.
But it's, like, the apex. Like, he was the only person to do that for such a long time. And like
he was, that was Mount Everest.
Yeah, he did all of that stuff. There we go. We went back to it.
Yep.
He did all that stuff.
It's all related.
Did the 900, and he didn't really do anything. Like, it's not that he didn't do anything impressive. It's that that was like the thing that he did that was the most impressive thing he could possibly do, mm-hmm. and everything else after that was just kind of like just maintaining that plateau.
Yeah. Sure. Sure. Yeah. Sure.
But like for like a 13-year-old to be able to not only win gold, like you're peaking real fast.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be able to maintain that. Like,
probably will. Like, Nigel Houston for the men's final.
Yeah.
I think he's 26.
Yeah.
But he's been, like, participating, not in the Olympics, obviously.
He's been an X Games.
He's been
before.
Competing since he was, like, 10.
Yeah.
And, like, winning since he was, like, 13.
He has multiple gold medals in the X Games.
Yeah.
Especially in, like, he does, like, half pipe and jump a lot. So, like, that stuff's crazy. But I think the Olympics, if I'm not mistaken, is just full routine where it's like over a whole park.
Yeah, they
is that right? They don't have
they
half
do that,
pipe.
And then they also have like best trick. So I think you get two full park runs.
Yeah,
and then three just like land a trick.
Some of those tricks, though, I saw some of them. I was like, I mean, like it's impressive. I can't do it, but sometimes I'm like, that's kind of cool, I guess. I think it's more of like a thing, like whatever you are actually a skateboarder. You understand how hard it is to do that?
Yeah.
So, like, whenever I see it, I'm like, that doesn't look, like, super difficult. But also, like, I don't know how to do that. And I don't know, like, the process by which you do that.
Yeah.
I remember seeing, like, one that was, like, it was, like, a reverse heel flip ollie. I was like, I don't know how the heck you do that. That doesn't make any sense to me. But apparently it was good enough to get the person a gold medal.
That's all that really matters in the end.
But... yeah, no, those kids are getting younger, and they're peaking really fast.
Just like the peaks
of Mount Everest.
Of Mount Everest.
Also,
yeah.
Did you watch the women's volleyball?
I haven't watched anything.
Oh, women's volleyball. The star of the Italian team, she jumped. Her vertical went to 6 feet in the air. Like, she, like did, like, a running jump.
Okay.
And got, like, 6 feet in the air. And it was, like, the only time she did it. But, like, it was insane. Like, I had watched, like, a highlight of it on my break today. And I was like, how in the world did you do that? Like, she got way over the net.
Yeah.
And she spiked the ball. It was like, I don't understand how anybody can jump that high.
How about those men? Basketball. Men's basketball. Killing it.
The U.S. sucks. You see what Derrick Rose said something about, I can't remember what it was, but it was funny. He's just like, what'd that guy do? It's just like, we're terrible.
But they're not.
No, they're not. They're just lazy. Like Luka is like
48.
What?
He had 48 points in his debut.
Yeah. He's freaking like leading the Lithuanian team.
Slovenia.
Is Slovenia?
I think so.
I thought he was Lithuanian.
I thought he was from Slovenia.
I don't know. Watch this. He'd be from Estonia. Here, hold on. How do you say his last name?
Doncic.
Doncic?
Yeah. Okay. That's how people say it. I don't know if that's technically correct.
Hey, Google. How do you say... how? Blah, blah, blah. Wait, hold on. Never mind. Let's wait.
You just broke my Google. Couldn't verify it. No. Try it again.
Hey, Google. Where is Luka Doncic from?
Luka Doncic was born in Ljubljana,
which is the capital of Slovenia.
He's from Slovenia?
Yeah.
Okay, well, he was, like, leading his team.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, well, like...
name one other Slovenian basketball player. Exactly.
Luka Doncic?
Mm.
I don't know. But, like, no, like, his team is doing pretty good with him.
Did they win?
I think they won. I don't think they won, like, as, like, a big margin France did over the U.S. But France is also, like, they've got pretty good players.
Yeah.
I mean, they have Rudy.
But yeah, like, and they've got Fournier.
Yeah. But the thing I think is funny, I saw this on Reddit, is that somebody was like, Rudy Gobert destroyed U.S. basketball last year at the beginning of the COVID pandemic.
He did.
And he did it again this year at the Olympics.
Oh, boy. So anyway, that's Mount Everest.
God.
What do we got next?
Like, how Mount Everest was basically just the Olympics.
Well, we talked a lot about peaks. Yeah. Oh, similarly... what's a sport?
What is a sport?
You know, we're talking about the Olympics. This kind of rolls with it. what do you think a sport is? I have opinions on this, but I'm going to let you start.
It's a game with a series of rules that define how you win and how you lose. Okay. But it should be like a physical competition in which you like exert yourself to be able to win.
Yeah.
Because like I don't think that the spelling bee is a sport.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between competition and a sport.
Right. I don't think the spelling bee is a sport. Neither is a geography bee or like a beauty pageant. That's not a sport.
And that's why I feel like some...
Neither is bodybuilding. Bodybuilding is not a sport.
Sure.
That's a competition.
Yeah, I feel that way about like
dog shows aren't sports.
I don't think gymnastics are sports. I don't think skateboarding is a sport. They're athletic competitions.
Mm.
But I don't know. For me, it comes down to like...
Yeah, I would...
If there's a judge that gives you a score,
that's not a
sport.
That
determines your outcome.
Right.
Whereas I think a sport is like, here's a scoring system.
Yeah. So
who
like
can do that
curling
more?
Is a sport.
Sure.
Curling's a sport.
Or even golf, like even though it's not super athletic. I mean, it is athletic, but it's
there's,
not.
There's a score given there.
Yeah.
Not by a judge, but by an arbitrary set of rules.
Exactly, yes.
Whereas like this is going to sound weird. So like a sport runs on like its own constitution where like there's no person in charge of it.
Yeah.
There's no like objective view. It's a subjective view given by a set of like
right.
stated rules.
Did the ball go in the basket?
There's a competition, which we need a better word for it. That like there is a judge who judges you based on your criteria.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like a monarch. They rule over the rules in which they've given or which have been given before them to like give you the points.
Like a contest?
A contest sounds bad though.
It does. It sounds like you're putting your ticket to win a pie at the church raffle.
Here's the real question. Is weightlifting a sport or is it a competition?
Isn't it judged? I guess no. It's just who can lift the most.
I think it's who can lift the most, the best. So like, you're not necessarily like. It's like one form is a part of it. There's a judge that tells you if you do good, but also
is that part of the scoring system?
There is no scoring system.
It's just who lifts the most.
It's who lifts the most, the best.
What do you mean the best, though? How do they determine what the best is?
They determine if your lift was good or not.
Okay.
But it's not, you're not given a score.
Okay.
You're just given up or down.
So.
Pass, fail.
Let's say you lift 20 pounds.
That's pathetic.
Good.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I lift 25 pounds, bad.
I would win.
Whatever that means.
I would win.
Okay.
And if you lift 25 pounds bad, you're not actually lifting it. Because if you lift it bad, then you drop it faster.
Okay.
Yeah, so like if there's a body there's weightlifters who they'll lift like 450 pounds.
Right.
They do it perfectly. The person who's in charge of scoring and who's in charge of the game goes like, okay, you did that. The next person, they need to lift that to show that they're doing it better than you.
How's he in charge of scoring if there's no score?
Well, you know what I mean. Scoring's not the
I
word.
Don't.
Scoring's not the word I meant, but like scoring okay. is the word that came out. He's the one that's like overseeing it. So like if athlete A lifts 450 pounds, now athlete B
Easy.
Has to lift 450 pounds.
Yeah.
Now the person that's watching them is watching their technique and will stop them if they're doing something bad.
Well, okay, but I feel like that's generally in sports. Like, did you do that legally?
Yeah, but it's not legally.
But it is.
It's like it's not. Well, I mean, like sure, but it's not like they're not like. Giving out yellow and red cards, they're like, if you lift this, you'll break your back, so we're not letting you lift it like that. Or they'll like stop the lift.
Sounds like a penalty to me.
It's the one thing that I look at and I'm like, that doesn't feel like a sport. Like powerlifting, it's not a sport, but like it doesn't adhere to like the other rules.
I feel like it qualifies. I don't know.
Does that also mean that badminton's a sport?
Yeah, for sure.
Ping pong? Is there table tennis in this Olympics?
Yeah, I was watching it. It was the one thing I've watched. I watched it yesterday.
Tables is crazy.
It was mixed doubles, which wasn't as fun to watch.
Mixed doubles is male and man and woman, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, doubles ping pong isn't that interesting to me.
Have you seen the American ping pong people?
No.
Apparently, they're garbage compared to the rest of the competition.
That would make sense.
I think that's hilarious. But also, like, if we played them, we'd get decimated.
I don't know. Yeah. Pretty good at ping pong.
Curling is still my favorite sport from the Winter Olympics.
Yeah.
Because it's so focused. And if you watch it on, like, Canada's channels, then, like...
So into it.
Oh, like, it's not just that. It's quiet, and they have, like, better views of it.
Because, like, a race is not a sport. It's a race.
Right. A race is different.
There's a specific term for that.
It's a race.
So why is there not a specific term for judged competitions of athletic feats?
I don't know. Well, then also, like...
This is not a sport.
What is shot put? You don't judge on form and shot put. It's just who can throw it the farthest.
Yeah.
Or, like, hammer throw.
That almost feels like a race as well.
Long jump.
Yeah.
Pole vault.
Those should be called feats.
Those are field events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We call them events.
Events. Those are events. Events.
Gymnastics is an event.
Javelin. It's a... Or no. Gymnastics is a...
Javelin is a way of life.
Here, like gymnastics falls under the same criteria as, like, cheerleading, as... dance,
mm-hmm.
ballroom,
mm-hmm.
figure skating,
okay,
stuff like that.
Yep.
Then what is wrestling? Wrestling and judo have arbitrary points that decide a winner if they can't win within the time limit.
Right.
But that's not the end goal. The end goal is to put your opponent on the ground.
Yeah. I feel like that's a set.
That a fight?
Yeah, maybe fighting's different than sport.
Fighting is... Well, like, in MMA, they have points. So do they do in boxing.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. So, and I think you can think of pinning an opponent in wrestling as a point.
Yeah, it has an assigned point value.
So I think that...
Does that make it a sport?
I think it makes it a sport.
Okay.
If there's, like, here's how you get a point.
But does a knockout in boxing have an assigned point value?
No, that's just, like, an automatic win. Right?
But then that would have to be an assigned point value. Because, like, a pin is an automatic win.
That's, like, an exception, though.
A pin is an automatic win only because, like, no matter what you do, like, if you do a takedown and then a takedown and then a... I can't remember what the word is. But it's, like, a takedown and the next move, and you pin them, those 3 points combined equal equal a winning score.
Sure.
But if you do a reversal and then the other word and then a pin, those points equal a winning score.
Right.
No matter what.
Yeah.
So that would make sense that in boxing, like, if you landed, like, a couple hits, then you got a knockout, that would equal a winning score.
Yeah.
But also, like, you could just land a straight knockout and not have to, like, do anything.
Sure.
So that... Yeah.
I think the way that you have to think of it a little bit differently, you're not trying... Like, football, you're not trying to reach a specific score.
You're just trying to
score more.
Right.
Whereas I think you have to think of fighting in terms of, like, you almost are trying to get a specific score.
But in football, you're not trying to, like, take your opponents to the ground in, like, an essence of keeping them there.
No.
You're not trying to, like...
That's,
like,
what I'm saying. It's different.
The linebacker doesn't look at the quarterback and be like, I'm putting him in the ground. Like, I mean, he's, like, going to put him on the ground, but then the quarterback's going to theoretically get up
again. I don't think he wants him to get up.
I mean, he doesn't want to. Well, no. If my O-line, if I'm a coach,
yeah,
and my offensive lineman, or if my safety looks at the quarterback.
Yeah.
And is like, I want you to stay on the ground forever. I think I want to fire that guy.
Dude, that's what football, they are trying to hurt each other.
Yeah, but like, no. Like, okay. But like, I'm saying, like, he wants to kill him.
Yeah. There's guys who think like that.
Those people shouldn't play.
Those are the best in the world, I think.
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure, defensively. The best guys are the guys that are like...
Nabukasu wanted to, like, hurt people. I don't think you wanted to kill them.
I don't know.
Normally.
I don't know.
He's also mellowed out since he went to the Bucks. That's not saying much. But
anyway.
But no, like,
what's sport? Is podcasting a sport?
No, there's no competition.
I don't know, man. Oh, there's all kinds of competition. You kidding me?
But like, I'm trying to think.
We're competing with Lukes across the world.
Then what does that make, like, competitions that aren't based on a number? Like cooking.
Make them fun.
Just for fun. Is the Nathan's hot dog eating contest?
Absolutely not.
That's not a sport?
No.
Is that just a competition?
That is a crime against humanity.
You know, they have that. Why don't they have a pie eating contest like that?
because it's not quite as disgusting.
I think a pie eating contest would be more fun because it's faster.
Okay. I think it's literally just the disgusting factor of hot dog that makes it interesting.
You see, he broke his record again.
Yeah, of course.
Joey Chestnut?
Yeah.
He's an insane person.
It's like not even close.
He's an insane person.
Ever since Kobayashi or whatever stopped competing.
That's true.
It's just, there's no competition.
When did he stop?
I don't even know.
You know, whenever I first got my Facebook.
He moved to New Hampshire.
Whenever I first got my Facebook account, I followed Kobayashi.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what was wrong with me. And then, like, maybe like 2 years ago, I was like looking through the people that I followed and I was like, why do I follow this guy? I don't even care.
He's an inspiration.
Not to me.
Move on.
I guess.
Spill the win.
Spill the win.
Wheel the spin. Oh.
It's people named Mitch.
Grown men named Buster / Mitchell.
Do you know anybody named Buster?
Nah.
Do you know anybody named Mitch?
I know of a few people named Buster, and I've met some Mitches, some Mitchells.
Do you know anybody named Mitch who isn't, like, scary, just, like, a little bit? Not Mitchell. Mitch.
Mitch? I don't know if I know anyone exclusively named Mitch.
Everybody who I've ever, like, encountered that's named Mitch, I've been kind of wary of.
Yeah.
So you don't just name yourself Mitch.
Right.
Nobody goes by Mitch. You become Mitch.
Sure.
Mitches.
Get stitches?
Mitches get stitches. No, Mitches are the type of people that are like, I don't care. I'm going to kill somebody. And it's going to be for fun on Facebook Live.
Like, Mitch goes to the party to fight.
Yeah, Mitch goes to the party because he knows his ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend will be there. Mm. Mitch goes to Baskin-Robbins because he knows his ex-girlfriend is there and he can yell at her. Mitch goes
this is getting kind of dark.
To a Craigslist meetup to shank somebody.
Okay.
Over a belt.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I've never met anyone like this in general.
It's a Mitch. It's a Mitch.
I don't know.
These are Mitchells. Mitchells are different.
Okay.
Mitchells are nice.
Okay.
Too nice.
Okay.
A little scary.
Okay.
Kind of like, you shouldn't be this nice. Stop it.
Okay.
Turns out they're that nice. You know why?
Because they're really Mitch.
Because they're really Mitch deep down.
Yeah.
You can take the Mitch out of Mitchell, but you can't take the Mitchell out of Mitch. Yeah.
There's that.
I don't know. The only person, whenever you said Buster, I think.
You know any Busters?
I think of two things.
Go for it.
Buster the Bunny from Arthur.
Okay.
And Buster Keaton.
Who's Buster Keaton?
He's the old silent movie star.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all I can think of when I think of Buster.
I think of Buster Posey and Buster Olney.
Buster Scruggs.
They're both in the baseball world. I don't remember who's the reporter and who's the catcher.
Who names their kid Buster?
Exactly. How do you even become Buster? Even if that's not your birth name.
Yeah. How does somebody go like, I am now Buster?
I've become Buster.
Is it like you know the saying that Oppenheimer said whatever the what is it?
Let me stop you there. No.
Whenever Oppenheimer dropped the nuke as a test.
Okay.
And he saw it and he said, I have become Shiva, destroyer of worlds. I have become Buster, destroyer of bars. Is there a good Buster?
A good Buster?
A good Buster. A dust Buster, if you will.
There's a lot of good Busters.
Buster name.
Buster Posey is the Scrine. Baseball player. Yeah, I forgot about Buster Scrine.
The name Buster is primarily a male name of American origin that means tough guy. Thanks.
Wait, last name Buster? Thanks
babynames.com.
Are there people with the last name of Buster?
I don't know.
Jacob Buster?
That's a stupid name.
Jamal Buster? Christopher Buster?
wait, here's some Busters. Busters people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got Buster Mathis, heavyweight boxer. Mm-hmm. Buster Mathis Jr., heavyweight boxer, son of Buster Mathis. Buster Mills.
Mm-hmm.
Bud Buster.
Mm-hmm.
John Buster.
John Buster.
Buster Blood Vessel.
What about Dust Buster?
Buster Brown. Dolly Buster. Prince Buster.
Mm.
Edward Little Buster Forehand. Buster Poindexter. That's not a name.
I think it is.
Oh, Buster from Arthur is named Buster Baxter.
Oh.
Buster Bluth from Arrested Development. Buster Bunny is Bugs Bunny's son.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's beautiful. From Bugs to Buster.
Buster the Bear. Andy's dog is named Buster. I know more dogs named Buster.
Sure.
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
Where did the name Buster come from?
I believe it's an old wooden ship.
An old wooden ship.
You know what that's from?
What?
Anchorman.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about diversity?
Okay, so I looked up...
What's diverse?
I looked up Buster. I believe it's an old wooden ship. I looked it up. Etymology. Originally a dialect variant of burster.
Which means? One who bursts?
From burster. One or that which bursts.
Ah.
A machine that separates one part continuous form paper into individual sheets from the transverse perforation.
Totally. That's exactly my
thoughts. Everybody knows what that means.
Yeah.
Let's see what burst means. For the Middle English, burstin'. You're bursting up in here. From Dutch, pronounced.
It's always
hold on.
The Dutch.
Let me.
Bersten.
Okay.
Rhymes with Ersten.
Hmm.
Obsolete form of Bersten.
Like Bursten Dunst.
Yes, I assume.
Kirsten, sorry.
From Middle High German, Bresten. All right, so we're getting real deep in here.
Well, I think it's about as deep as we need to
go. No,
no,
no. Singular definite.
I think so.
Of braced. Here we go.
Here we go.
A
satellite
crack.
Radio.
A crack.
A crack?
A crack.
In.
That's it.
In time.
So Buster comes from a
burster.
Burster, which means to burst, which comes from Breaston, which comes from Braston, which comes from Breaster, which means a crack.
Aren't you a barista?
I'm a barista.
Anyway.
That's what the people of Bullitt County say.
Hey now, those are my people.
Those are your people?
Speaking of Buster, block.
Buster type stuff.
What did you have to say about this?
I think we talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
I miss physical rental stores.
Yeah.
I really do. I went to the library, and it wasn't the same.
What was different?
Well, like, I like going to the library, and I like renting a movie that I can't find somewhere. Or, like, I just want to watch something. I'll just go to the library. Or, like, as a kid, not as like a kid, it's like a high schooler, whenever I started getting, like, anime and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or, like cartoon stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just go to the library and be like, well, that looks like a thing I can watch. And then I just watch it and be like, I don't know what's going on, but it's cool, I guess. I just miss that. Like going into like a place and like looking at stuff and being like,
yeah,
this box art speaks to me.
You can go in places and look at stuff.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Why not?
I can't like go in a place and be like, here's $2. Let me rent this for 2 days.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
No.
You know what ruined it?
What ruined it?
Netflix. Mm. Netflix ruins everything.
Netflix, destroyer of all.
You remember when that boat got stuck in the Suez Canal?
Yep.
Netflix.
Mm, is that accurate?
Yeah.
Is that why gas prices are so high?
Netflix.
Man, what's up with that?
That's really annoying.
We just down below 3.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to go on like r/no stupid questions and be like, why is it that every 2 weeks it gets down below 3 and then it goes back up 30 cents?
Immediately.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Like, I understand why it's high
and
everything.
Makes them sense.
It makes sense why it's high.
Dollar.
No.
A lot.
Because of, like, gas pipelines closing. Pretty sure that's right.
It's closing?
Well, like, Biden shut down a couple pipelines.
Why?
Because I think he wants the U.S. to be a green country. Which is, like, hard. That's a whole, like, political thing.
Green as in money?
No, like as because in like energy.
Because it costs a lot of money to buy gas right now?
I mean, yes.
Okay.
But he wants everybody to use green energy, but that's like almost unfeasible because nobody can just afford an electric car.
Right.
Even with subsidies and stuff like that.
Well, sort of the argument, I don't know if this is true because I haven't looked into it, but like it would be more economically friendly to use up the current gasoline cars that we have
mm-hmm.
so as not to waste them. mm-hmm. than for everyone to just switch to electric right away.
You can't just turn an engine into a battery.
Right.
That's not how that works.
Right.
Especially in, like, trucks. You can't just turn an F-150 into an electric car. I mean, they made an electric F-150.
Yeah.
But, like, they had to, like, gut it and, yeah. like, make a whole new thing. Can't just do that.
Can't be doing that.
And there's all these ads from, like, GE and Ford with, like, look at this battery we have.
Woo!
It's like, that's cool. You can't just put that in my car.
I got charged with battery.
And salt shakers. No. Yeah, I've heard that.
And littering.
It's like, if you literally just, like, made everybody get an electric car, like, tomorrow,
yeah,
that's super wasteful.
Right.
There's
right.
so many cars on the road.
Yeah.
And, like, you can't, I don't know. It's like situations have nuance.
No.
Everything's black and white.
I think there's only one right answer.
There's only one right answer
in
to
life.
Everything.
Yeah.
But it's like I would like for the fact that everybody have electric cars.
Sure.
I understand that it's not like perfectly green.
Right.
Because we have coal mines. Not coal mines. Yeah. We runs
do,
off of coal mines.
We do have coal mines.
Runs off like coal or like natural gas or something like that.
Yeah.
Like it makes sense. I mean, like if you're taking gasoline out of the equation, like sure it's making things greener just like by a little bit, but like whatever.
Whatever.
But if you just, I don't know, if you're forcing everybody to get an electric car really soon and they have all these gas cars that are still good to use, why would you waste that? Or why wouldn't you make like a system where you could like repurpose a gas car? I don't know. Planes are the planes and cruise ships are the real pollutants.
Yeah.
Cruise ships are the worst. Have you seen how much like cruise ships like give off in like pollutants?
No.
It's like a ton.
A ton.
It's like, I think one cruise ship trip is equivalent to like a year in like a U.S. city. I think that's right.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. And there's tons of those that happen every year. Planes aren't as bad, but like planes are still not great. But you can't make it, it's really hard to make an electric plane.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine having an electric plane.
I would not get on one.
I wouldn't get on that either.
I barely get on the non-electric variation.
That's because I can't afford it. Also, I remember this. I remember my dad telling me.
I can afford it.
I remember my dad telling me that planes have become buses. It's like, yeah. It's like public transportation.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, now that I think about it, I'm like, it's not a bad thing. It's just it's how it happened. Like, buses are still buses, but not planes are like buses.
And lastly.
What's last?
Double dates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you haven't been on one. Have you been on a double date?
I probably did go on one at
one
point.
You just
don't remember? I mean, not a specific one.
My butt hurts. No. Like, a double date, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about this.
I'm thinking about it.
All right. It's not a date.
No.
What's a date?
August 15th, 1996.
Thank you. Anyways.
It's a great date.
It's
changed humanity forever.
Didn't technically every date change humanity forever?
Yeah.
So
I'm not wrong.
No, but you're also not right.
No, I am.
Well, if every date changed humanity forever, then nothing did.
Because
if humanity's in a constant state of change, then what's the point of change?
Yeah, but that date, the way it happened, the events on which took place.
You think it's
in
the top five events of all time?
It might be. It's up there.
Do you ever think to yourself, like, you know, like when we were kids and they would be like, the Antichrist is always out there.
Yeah.
Like it's like a person.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think that like somebody in like that you knew was the Antichrist?
Did I ever think that?
Yeah.
No.
I remember thinking to myself one day, I was like, if anybody's the Antichrist, it's that person.
I've thought about like, what if I was the Antichrist?
Oh, that'd
like,
be weird.
How weird would that be to realize that?
Like, how do you
probably like don't realize that, do you?
When do you realize that?
Right. Like does he know as a kid, like, you know what? I'm gonna be Antichrist. I'm gonna kill all of humanity.
Sounds to deceive them and then have a wound that will heal.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it when I'm 23 though. Not now. I'm too busy. I'm gonna
college. Not us. We're 24.
Good, thank
God. Woo! What a relief.
Unless it's 30 when it happens. Dang it, now we gotta wait.
Five more years
of waiting to see if we're the Antichrist.
After all this time, still so much more to go.
Well, better get in what I gotta do. No, a date is when you take somebody out with the intention of, like, romancing them, you know, paying for their meal.
Yeah.
A double date is not that.
you're romancing the other people.
You're not really, though. You're just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
That's not a double date.
Okay.
It's not a date in the traditional sense.
No, what do you think would be a true double date, then?
You pay for the other people.
Mmm. Like a friend date.
Yeah, like a friend date. Like, you pay for those people.
Okay.
You have taken them out. You have romanced them in the sense of, like, a Renaissance romance where it's like, I've wooed your human sensibilities, if you get what I mean.
Speaking of the Antichrist, when Jesus died on the cross, was that a date? Because he paid for everybody.
That's a never-ending date.
That's beautiful. If you'd like to talk more about the gospel, you can call 502-1234.
Oh, I thought you were about to give, like, Westport's number.
Yeah, if you want. 425-2350.
I can't remember my church back home's number. I'll just give out a random number. 256-830.
Just call that person.
Yeah, just call that person.
Say, I want to know more about the gospel.
And if they yell at you, that's your fault. You didn't ask correctly. wouldn't that be terrible?
Can we call them and ask about?
No, I'm not doing that. Leave that number out. Leave that number out. Leave the last four. Don't leave the first four.
Okay. All
if right. if you leave the last four, then my parents would be like, "Why'd you give our old home number?" I didn't. That's a different number. No, like, I don't know. Like, why can't we call it something else? Like, couple hang, or that sounds terrible.
Why is that? Yeah, okay. I'm with you now. Yep.
Yeah, we're going on a couple hang tonight. A double dash. I don't know.
A double dash. I think that's it.
I don't know. Something else.
Just
hanging out with other people. But they just so happen to be a couple. No, you're just hanging out with two other people. Like, it's no biggie. Like, if me and Hope went and hung out with you and,
Yeah.
Name another person that we'd hang out, like, individually. Like, Jake.
Okay.
Like, we did that one time.
We did do that.
Yeah. If it was just...
No, I said that like Scooby-Doo.
We did do that. Me and Rake, yeah. If we did do that...
It does kind of look like Shaggy.
Yeah, a little bit. Wait, which Shaggy? Like, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo, or, like, it wasn't me?
Definitely not the it wasn't me Shaggy.
Imagine we just had a friend who
like Sting's friend Shaggy.
No, but like, is that a double date?
What we did?
Yeah, it's us and then two other people.
I felt romanced.
I didn't pay for your food.
Yeah, I romanced myself.
Ooh.
Okay.
I don't think you should say that.
Okay.
No,
you don't want to talk about romance.
That's not a double date. Double date. Yeah. The name double date is dumb.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Then you have to make a new term.
A new term? Does it have to be alliterative?
I think it's better if it is.
It's always better if it's alliterative.
I mean, that's what the people want.
It's what gets them going.
No, it does.
No, it does. It's provocative.
Provoke.
It gets the people going. No, I don't think it was that song. I'm not going to say the name of it.
Well, why not?
Because we can't. It's not a bad word.
Huh?
It's a bad word for us.
Mm.
Yeah. Because we are of the lighter variety of human.
I believe it's called white meat.
Yep. No. I was going to put get together in something, but get together is too long.
Get together. Mm-mm-mm.
It's a casual meetup. That sounds like Craigslist.
What about. I don't know.
Nickel and dime. You nickel and dime him.
That doesn't sound fun.
A hospitality hangout.
As opposed to...
An inhospitality. An inhospitable
de-hangout. Hang in.
Inhospitable.
Hanging, but...
Involuntary hangout.
How about forced couple interaction?
No, because that sounds like you're at, like, an event.
Yeah.
And they're the only people that you, like, know. You don't know them that well.
Couple interact.
A couple.
Couples group. Couple dinner. It's a couple of couples.
Couple up.
Couple couples.
Couple up.
Couple couple.
Couple couples?
Couple couples. With cups.
Couple matrimonial meetup. That sounds like a organ mm-hmm. arranged marriage.
Yeah.
A matrimonial meetup.
It makes me think of like conjugal visits.
Ooh. Some of those people aren't married.
No.
What?
No.
What?
Okay. Well, gosh. That about wraps up our time for today.
What does conjugal mean?
First suggestion, isn't conjugal...
Hold on. Hey, Google. Okay. What does conjugal mean?
I'm going to tell you what it meant, but I think Google knows more than me. I could have told you by now, but no.
I don't think she heard me. Hey, Google. What does conjugal mean?
I believe it's a series of horror movies.
Hey, Google, never mind.
There you go. All right, well... Yeah, please feel free to send us your suggestions for
best pie.
I was gonna say other terms for double dates, but
yeah,
that
please
one works
send us
too.
Those too.
And we'll be back here with you.
I promise I'll post on Instagram at some point.
Okay, I mean that feels like a promise you can fulfill pretty easily.
Yeah, but I don't know. Why do you have a Blue's Clues blue here?
Because my aunt and uncle gave that to me as a young lad.
How old were you?
Young.
How old was that?
Less than 8, probably.
You still like Blue's Clues at 7?
I don't know. That's why I said less than 8.
You in first grade, you shouldn't like Blue's Clues.
Oh, you can like Blue's Clues whenever you want, man.
No, but in first grade, you shouldn't because it's not cool.
You tell me you don't like Blue's Clues?
I mean, I do now as an adult.
See?
Yeah, that's different.
All right. Have a great day.
I'm
going to
read the date.
No, I don't think it's necessary.
It says 1998. This isn't a 1998 model. Just saying.
Man, what a great episode that was.
If you want to engage with us on any of our social media channels, we are at Luke's Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Support us financially and send us a voicemail at anchor.fm/Luke's Podcast.
You want to Venmo us some random amount of money, send it to us at ODM Shorts.